Okay, Rabbi Yitzhai. As you know, we're being Masai Masechtes Menoches. Before we begin, I'd like to go and thank all of the sponsors. I'm not sure who all those sponsors are, but I believe among them our good friend Barry and Brother Shai. I believe Shelley. I believe Mendy. I believe Ariel. I believe Bill Braun. And everybody else who sponsored and gave towards the CME Yisher Koyach. Thank you very much. As you're all aware, in another 2 days is a very, very special day on the Jewish calendar, Lag BaOmer. It's very, very interesting. We find two special yard sites throughout the year. One yard site is that of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who brought down from Har Sinai the Holy Torah, the Torah HaNigla. And of course, we know that his yard site is Zion Adar. We have Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site, which, as we all know, is Lag BaOmer. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai also disseminated the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shloim, not the Torah HaNigla, but the Torah HaNister, the Zohar, and all of the Kabbalah. And what is striking is that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site, Zion Adar, in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen, Tov, Kuf Pei, it says that the minog in many communities was to go and fast on the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moreover, even today, there are Chevra Kaddishas. Chevra Kaddisha are those that are, of course, involved, unfortunately, with the burial of the mess. Many of them also have that minog that they go and fast every Zayin Adar on the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, when it comes to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, when his yard site comes, fast? Are you nuts? Everybody is singing and dancing. They go to Miron, 250,000 people, swaying back and forth. Ah! Manishtana, why by Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site do we go and fast? And when it comes to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site, people are happy and dancing, bonfires, singing. What's going on? So there's a sefer called Tshuvas Mayim Chaim, written by Reb Chaim HaKoyen Rappaport, who addresses this issue. For those of you that are not familiar, a Rappaport, a Koyen, is considered to be a Koyen Meyuchas. They say about the Vilna Goyen that he was always concerned that the Pinyan HaBen that he made for his Bechor was not fulfilled, because maybe the Koyen that he gave it to was not a bona fide Kohen, not that Chas V'Sholem, he was deceiving someone, but he didn't have any yichus as being a Kohen. So therefore, every time he met a Kohen, he gave him another 5 shkolim to make sure that his pinyan of Ben was fulfilled. It's quite expensive. Until he came to a Rappaport, he gave him 5 shkolim, and after that, he stopped doing any more pinyanim. So we see that Rappaport is considered to be a Kohen yichus. But getting back to what we're discussing, so this Tshuvas Mayim Chaim from Chaim HaKohen Rappaport asks this kasha, and he says the answer is simple. When it came Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, the Gemara says in Masechtes Temura, the Masnisa Tonit, it says in the Braisa, Elef Ushva Meyois Kalin V'Chamurin, 1700 Kal V'Choymis, Ugzeiru Shavois, and Diktuke Sofrim Nishtakchu, Baveloi Shel Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, they forgot 1700 Kal V'Chomis, Xer Shavus, Tufi Sofrim. Moshe says, Ad Shech Ziron Osnil Ben Kenaz B'Pulpulai. Eventually, Osnil Ben Kenaz, who was the first Shofet, he was able to go and restore them based on his tremendous mind, his Pilpul. He was able to restore that. But then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Shloishes alafim halachos nishtakchu be'aveilei shel Moshe. 3,000 halachos of Shulchan Aruch and of Torah were forgotten when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and no one was able to restore those. Which means, ad hayoyim hazeh, our Torah is choser. It's not shleimus, it's not sholem, because we're missing 3,000 halachos. Says Reb Chaim HaKohen Rappaport, that is a terrible day of sorrow for Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine how much Torah was lost? And therefore, we still weep and we still fast to today. Masha Einkin Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, you're all familiar with the Gemara, it's on Daf Mem Hei, but the Gemara says that Reb Shimon bar Yochai came out of the Ma'ara of the cave together with his son. He looked around, he says, Re'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hei mu'atim. I'm looking around for b'nei Aliyah, people that are on a higher Madrega, they're very few. Im elef hein, if there are 1,000 altogether, ani ubni mehem. I, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and my son Reb Lozer Reb Shimon are among those 1,000. Im meyehem, if there are 100, ani ubni mehem. We are among those 100. The im shtayim hem, if there are only 2 bnei aliyah, ani ubni hem. That it's my son and me. What do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara, Reb Shimon bar Yochai equated his son, Reb Lazar, as if he was Reb Shimon bar Yochai himself. We are on the same level of Bnei Aliyah. Says, Chivas Mayim Chaim, that's the reason why we celebrate on Lag BaOmer, because not even a chutasara, not even one hair breadth, did we lose with the Petira of Reb Shimon. Toi remained Bishlei Musa by the fact that Reb Lozer Reb Shimon took over. And we have this chus, of course, the Tzadikim Afil Ben Lisosim Kriyim Chaim. It's as if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is still alive with us. And in Zohar it says that on the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, that Taren Psichen, that in fact the Sheorim up in Shemayim opened, and we were Zochet to more Torah Shebenister, Torah's Kakabola and Zohar. Ah, so therefore, on Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit, the reason why we continue to fast, for those that do fast, is because we're not fasting about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're fasting on the loss of Torah, and unfortunately we lost these 3,000 halachas. On the day of Lag BaOmer, we freizach, the reason why we're so happy and we celebrate is because the Torah remained bishleimus even after Bar Yochai passed away, and in fact to a certain degree even grew even greater and greater. That's why we celebrate. What does it have to do with us? We all know that when Reb Meir Shapiro went and instituted the Inyan of the Daf Yoimi, many people were wondering, yes, no, no, yes. I think they say B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim, if I'm not mistaken, or other Grois Segedoilim, that they said to Reb Meir Shapiro, after 120, whole Masechtas are going to come out to greet you and to pay you respects, because who learned Zvachim and Menachos, and for that matter, 90% of Kodshim, until the Daf Yoimi? Yes, of course, there were always Gedoili Hador, great Gedoilim Tamid Chacham that knew it. But the average Yid, what did he learn? He learned Masechtas Brachos, and he learned Moed, he learned Noshim, Nezikin, but Kodshim was not Negila Maisa. When's the last time you had to worry about a Shailav Pigal, and whether the Pigal was Chutzlev Manai, or was Chutzlev Koimai, and how many Zrikas Adam do you have to do, and by Menachos that you have to go, or by Oifis that you have to do a Malika, and by Mincha you have to do a Kemitza, you know, these things. You know, it's sort of very, very choshim in Torah. But it was unfortunately not Negia Lamaisa. When Meir Shapiro made the Daf Yoimi, all of a sudden thousands of Yidden all over the land, all over the world, are now starting to learn about Hilchas Pigel and Hilchas Malika and Hilchas Kemitza and Hilchas Chafina, all of those difficult sugyas in Shas that people were not familiar with previously. Therefore, what he did through his Daf Yoimi was to allow the Torah to be now more sholem among the masses. But now it's bishleimus. People that have gone through a long life, they're no longer going to say, yeah, I know this part of Shas, this part of Shas. Hopefully they will have learned through the entire Shas. So therefore, it is similar to the day of Lag BaOmer when we celebrate that Baruch Hashem, the Torah is being restored to its former glory of Shleimus HaTorah, that people know more and more about so many esoteric type of sugyas. Hopefully, Bekorev Kodshim will not just be something that we learn, it will be something that we're actually going to practice when the Mashiach will come and we'll have the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Bimheira, B'Yameinu, Amen. Amen.